As you're being seated, I invite you to take your Bible or the Pew Bible and find John 3:16 and 1 John 3:16. John 3:16 and 1 John 3:16. So typically on Ash Wednesday, I like to go through our phrase together. That phrase that marks this day, the liturgy, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Translation, we're mortal creatures, right? We've talked about that in the weeks leading up to Ash Wednesday. But it ends in that mortal moment with an invitation to all of us, a choice for eternality, a choice for immortality, and that is to repent and to believe the gospel. I love that phrase, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, repent and believe the gospel. And that's part of the reason why I love Ash Wednesday. And so often on Ash Wednesday, we talk about that phrase before we come forward to receive that phrase. Today, though, I couldn't resist that Ash Wednesday lands on Valentine's Day. Did you know this will only happen probably one more time in your lifetime, that Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day meet? It'll happen again in 5 more years, 2029, and then after that, you won't see it until after the year 2100. So I'm not counting on even being around for that one, right? So this is like once and twice in a lifetime kind of a thing from this point forward. And so it's with Valentine's Day meeting Ash Wednesday that we need to visit some love passages as we consider this day together. Kiddos, did you have a fun time at Valentine's Day today? Get lots of candy? Like I'm hearing half of it, huh? I'm bringing one of my kids' boxes. Jacob let me use his Valentine's box, and this is what comes laced in Valentine's boxes. You got your traditional Ziploc bags filled with candy. This is only part of the remnant. A marshmallow covered in sprinkles and chocolate everywhere. You wonder why we hear noises tonight. Some tame toys. Play-Doh is a new thing of the new age there. All sorts of goodies that fill a box. Are you ready to ooh and ah for a moment? This is the very first Valentine I got from my wife when we were still in high school. Finding Nemo was the thing back then, huh? And she got me a Valentine that said I'd be a fish out of water if you weren't my Valentine. Ah. Huh? I want to tell you about the Valentine that God has sent all of us today. Did you know God sent you a Valentine? I'm convinced that if God has a cell phone, he doesn't use heart emojis. I'm convinced God's heart emoji is a cross. It's not red hearts, it's brown wooden beams, because through the cross, God has displayed love not with paper mache, or little words and phrases. God displayed love through his acts. God displayed love through nails and spears and pain and betrayal, but what we most needed. God's emoji love is the cross. And so we want to talk about the cross today in a day that we're going to be marked by the cross in just a few moments. And so Bibles open, John 3:16, maybe the most famous love passage that points to the cross passage. John 3:16 says this, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Maybe you heard echoes of our phrase, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, in that phrase, right? Perishing is that reality that we are mortal. Perishing. But in that perishing, an opportunity for eternality. There's eternal life through faith in Jesus. What I love about this verse is it takes the whole Godhead to bring this about. Did you notice it says, "For God so loved the world"? Not just the Father so loved the world, but God so loved the world. And God being Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Like this work of salvation, this work of redemption was the whole Godhead working in tandem to unleash salvation and rescue through all this. For God so loved the world that the second person of the Trinity, the Son, did something significant in that love displayed on the cross itself. The verse goes on. I hear the chatter around us, though, so I won't go on. Kate Baptista told me, I actually told Julie at Donuts with Devos this morning, that you should really go to the Ash Wednesday service because it's only 30 minutes long. So I'm feeling the pressure of having to just move on. Another side of John 3:16, though, is God's rescue plan. And even before that, this eerie echo of an Old Testament story of Moses lifting up a snake in the wilderness. When snakes were biting the people of God, Moses was called to raise up a bronze snake in the wilderness. And through belief, when people looked to that raised snake, there was healing. It's a prefiguring of the cross. And Jesus says it in these words, John 3:14. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man, that's Jesus referring to himself, must be lifted up that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. We've all been bitten by a snake. And it's not the snakes that are in our garden or in our yards or in the wilderness of the people of God in the Old Testament. It's that snake bite that goes back to Eden, where sin was the bite that's bit all humanity. And Jesus being lifted up was doing something to that snake bite that infects all of us, that John 3:16 points to. Turn with me quickly. Moses lifts up that staff in the wilderness there, healing. Jesus is going to be lifted up. It's a prefiguring of the cross. Turn with me briefly to 1 John 3:16, another love passage with Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday in mind. 1 John 3:16. God's word says this. This is how we know what love is. Isn't it good to know what love is on Valentine's Day? Like, this is how we know what love is. God's going to answer for us what love is. And it's not a construction paper craft. It's not someone saying some sweet words into your ear. This is how we know what love is. What is it? Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. What is love? A Christian doesn't answer that with words. A Christian answers what is love by pointing to the cross, where Jesus laid down his life for us. We know what love is, not because we've heard of love, not because we've received a Valentine of love. A Christian knows what love is because love is an action, and it's the action of God, the second person of the Trinity, that laid down his life to rescue our life. That's how we know what love is. And if we've really experienced that love, then that love should lead us to love others. This is how we know what love is, that Jesus laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. Receiving God's love makes us love. Loving God leads to loving people, which Jesus said is the two greatest commandments in the law. We want to keep that in mind as we come forward to be marked with the cross in just a moment. I'm going to have a word of prayer, but before I do so, I just want to give some instructions about how we're going to receive it. You're going to come forward in the most awkward moment of the church that we do annually. You're going to stare at either myself or Dave Brosky in our eyes. And we are going to say those words over you. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes. We're not going to say it like that, okay? But we are going to say those words that remind you that you are mortal. And are you mortal ready for what's next? A decision, a repentance, a belief, a faith in the gospel, that good news of what God has done through Jesus laying down his life to save your life. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, repent and believe the gospel. So much like we take communion, those in the front that are able there, just move on forward. You'll be marked. You can proceed back to your seat in a circular direction. If you're unable to come forward after everyone has been marked with the cross, we will walk down the center of the aisle. Simply just wave to us, and we can mark you in your pews together there. Dave, I'm going to ask you to come forward at this time. I'm going to have a word of prayer, and then at your leisure, come forward to receive the sign of the cross, remembering that you are mortal. But you, mortal, are so loved too. God's emoji to you isn't a paper Valentine. It's a person, the second person of the Trinity that's laid down his life for you. So let's not forget that this Ash Wednesday. Let's pray. Lord, we're so grateful for your love. We're so grateful for the overlap this year between Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day, where we're always reminded that you call out your love through the cross. You don't love with just words, Lord. You love with actions, the giving of your very life for our life, sacrificial love that we contemplate every time that we stare at the cross. So, Lord, we give you thanks for that love. And we're praying for this Lenten journey together too, Lord. May we discover anew to grow deeper into that love that you've expressed for us. Lord, I pray that for each and every person here today, that you would dig us deeper in that experience of your love. But also, Lord, that you would make us more loving. Help us to notice brothers and sisters that need that love that you want to ooze through us as well. And so may your love and the receiving of that love lead us to love others better, we pray. We're asking all that in Jesus' name together. And his people said...